أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Where?
I mean, it's like it comes and it goes.
Yeah, no, it'll come in and out.
Where? It's on. Is it where the airplane is?
Yes.
Where?
Who's it?
It's right there, right by his head. It starts. There's still like even like a.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at. See now. See how it comes in and out?
Yeah.
Because the atmospheric. And look at that sliver. They saw that yesterday. No, it's bigger today.
Right.
Yeah, yesterday it would have been impossible to see that. اللهم أهل علينا باليمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ربي وربك الله. That's Shawwal. So we're witnessing the birth of Shawwal. And alhamdulillah that we fasted today, because there's no way that could have been seen in North America yesterday. By astronomy, all the astronomers rejected it, but also just by the mere fact that we're looking at it right now, and it's a sliver, it's a tiny sliver. And this is only 10 minutes after sunset. So yesterday it would have been 13 degrees lower, and it would have been gone 5 minutes after sunset. We couldn't see it until at least 10 minutes after the sunset. Tonight. So how could people have seen it yesterday, 5 minutes after the sunset, when it was literally setting on the horizon? You know, so, but mashallah, it's a blessing to see the new moon. We didn't have to come out to see it because it's our 30th day anyway. We fasted 30 days. But it's a beautiful thing to witness the new moon.
And what's the supplication for seeing?
The Prophet said, Allahumma ahilla anayna, cause this crescent moon to come upon us in Bilyumni, and in a riwayah Bilyamni, in an auspicious occasion, may it be an occasion of good fortune and safety and security. Bilyumni wa iman wa salamati wa islam, and well being, safety, and Islam. Rabbi wa rabbukallah. And then you say to the moon, my Lord and your Lord is God. So you're talking to the moon. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِرَ. You know, Allah has determined the moon in phases, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made يَسَلُونَكَ عَنَ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They ask you about new moons. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. It's a way of determining sacred times of devotion. So we're just adhering to something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And the beauty of what we've done, I feel, is this is a middle way. Because we're not rejecting science. Science said that it was impossible to see it last night in North America. And we accept that because the science of astronomy is a very exact and precise science. But we're also not abandoning the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which is صُومُ لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُ لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. Fast when you see it and break your fast when you don't see it. When غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. And if it's cloudy, فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ. And if it's cloudy, then أَكْمِرُوا الْعِدَّةَ ثَلَاثِينَ. Complete the 30 days, which is what we did. But this is a new moon. That's all I'm saying, is that we saw the moon tonight. And I know that whatever people saw, we're not claiming they're liars. But it's very tricky, as you can see, when you're looking out there, there's a lot of objects, there's airplanes flying, there's people, and if you're not trained to see the new moon, you can mistake the new moon for something else. And that's what happens. And there's a famous story of Shurayh al-Qadhi, where he went out to sight the new moon, and a man said, "Oh, there the crescent is." And Shurayh al-Qadhi said, "Where? I don't see it." He said, "There, it's right there. You can't see it. It's a tiny sliver." And Shurayh looked again. He said, "I don't see it." And then he looked at the man and he noticed he had a hair from his eyebrow hanging over his eye. And so he removed the, he took it and pushed it back. And he said, "Do you still see it?" And he said, "Subhanallah, it's gone." So that's a famous story of somebody who thought he saw the moon and didn't see the moon. But we saw the moon tonight. We saw it 10 minutes after the sunset, and it's already gone. And so I'm just wondering how people saw it. And we barely saw it because it was a tiny sliver. And I'm just wondering how people saw it yesterday, in which it would have been 13 degrees lower on the horizon. And according to astronomers, impossible to see in North America. I'm happy we fasted today and completed our Ramadan with certainty. We leave our ibadah with certainty. And that's the only thing God's asking, is that people have certainty about their prayer times, about the times they fast, they break their fast, about their hajj, all those things. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing to have bring the children up. They get to see it. And witness this immense creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah reward all the people that went out yesterday and tried to see the moon. We spoke with several people in North America. Many people broke their fast. There's no blame on those people. We're not putting any blame on them at all, because they followed people that were put in charge, and ultimately it's on those people, it's not on the people that followed them. But I really feel that we need to think deeply about the criteria that we're using in order to determine our sacred acts of worship. And if we use Muhammad Oda, the astronomer from the United Arab Emirates, if we use his criteria, we could predict the sightability of the moon. He predicted that it would be seen today in Northern California with difficulty. And indeed, we saw it with difficulty. So, and it'll be seen tomorrow all over. But you'll see, if people go out tomorrow, you'll see how small the new moon is on the so-called third day. But we believe this is the first day of the new moon. And we're happy that we've had this opportunity to come up and see it in this extraordinary creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the top of this mountain is, it's now called Mount Diablo. Wa'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. But it, and I'll tell you something about Diablo. In Imam al-Qurtubi's tafsir, he talks about, he was mentioning some verses in the chapter of Yasin, and he was being pursued by some Spaniards, Christians, that were trying to kill him, and he didn't know what to do because he was unprotected. So he started reciting these verses, and as they were coming near to them, he disappeared from their sight. And he said he heard them saying, "Diablo, Diablo." As he was reciting the verses, Allah veiled him and made him invisible to their eyes. And they literally couldn't see him. And that's Imam al-Qurtubi, who actually narrates that story. So, but this was a sacred mountain to the Native American peoples here. The Ohlone people that were here, and the Miwok that were just over there. And unfortunately, these people are no longer here with us, but we're living on their land and something they held sacred. So it's a blessing to be on top of this mountain and to have seen the new moon. We didn't think we were going to see it. Did anybody think? No. But Yahya, may Allah reward her, with her amazing eyes, she just saw it. And there's also a story of, I'm going to call her Yamamat al-Zarqa, because there was a woman in Arabia that could see for 2 days. So she could actually, in fact, she saw an army sneaking up on her tribe for 2 days, and they didn't believe her. And so it's very important to have good eyesight when you go out and know what you're looking for, and when you see it, know that you're seeing it. So, صُمُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. The Prophet said, لَا تَصُومُوا حَتَّى تَرَوْهُ. Don't fast until you see it. And he said, "Ash-shahru," he said, "Ash-shahru hakada wa hakada wa hakada." So he was telling people to look at the month and witness it. And I'm sorry that people are deprived of this blessing. It's a great blessing. People think it's impractical. We drove a half an hour. We don't find it impractical. So alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. May Allah give everybody Eidukum Mubarak, kulu amin wa antum bi khair. We love all our brothers and sisters, all the people that broke their fast today. May Allah accept their fast and our fast. There's no blame. La tathrib alaykum. There's no blame on you. People are following people they trust. And unfortunately, we feel the criteria needs to be more rigorous. And we hope that we can really resolve this problem and come to a unified North American sighting, inshallah. And we're committed to that. We'd like to see the proper criteria used. And we believe that we can unify the Muslim community in North America based on scientific calculation and naked eye sighting, joining these two extraordinary gifts that Allah has given us. And I really feel that we can resolve this problem, inshallah. So next year, I hope that we all start the fast on the same day and end it on the same day. But in any case, may Allah accept all of our fasts. May Allah bless the leadership of this country, guide us all, and guide the Muslims wherever they are, and give people a blessed Ramadan and a blessed Shawwal. And I hope people fast the 6 days of Shawwal, inshallah. And according to Imam Malik, you can do it any time during the year, but the Shafi'is prefer it's done in Shawwal. So inshallah, everybody should try to do that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. CrescentWatch.org, one word, CrescentWatch.org, is a offshoot of the Zaytuna site, which is Zaytuna. You're obviously on it, I think, if you're on this, listening to this. But CrescentWatch.org is a new site, and we're committed to developing that site and really explaining to people what's at stake here, but also how we can come to a really sound resolution to this problem. Jazakumullah.